Good Thursday. Today is September the 5th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take some time this morning, talk about an upcoming field day, and also some interesting news about a study on the average highest cash rents by county across the country. Some of the results are to be expected, but some of those may surprise you. We'll take a look at all that and more coming up after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Joining me today is Matt Burkholder. He's a farmer from Allen County, and we're going to talk about a field day that's coming up on September 10th in Allen County. Matt, give us some of the details.
Yes, Jesse. I'm excited about our event on September 10th. We are hosting the Turning Dirt into Healthy Soil Field Day. Our feature speaker is Rick Clark. He's a seventh generation farmer who utilizes conservation practices on around 7,000 acres in Indiana. I know Rick always presents, has a good presentation to give. And we will also have a presentation by Dani Kushner. She will present on the relationship between healthy soil, nutrient-dense food, and human health. This event is sponsored by the Nature Conservancy, the Farmers for Soil Health Program, and Ohio No-Till Council.
Great, great organizations coming together to put this on. And Rick Clark has been on the speaking circuit for a couple years. A lot of folks have heard him and know he always brings an insightful presentation. And the other topics that you have also very thought-provoking. For folks that are interested in attending, probably easiest if they contact the Allen County Soil and Water Office. It looks like registration is $25 for attendees, or if someone would like to be a vendor, there's a $100 fee for that. But you guys are also providing continuing education units to crop advisors and others.
Correct, and we are also providing lunch and drinks and snacks all day long.
That sounds good. Well, this is a full day event. It begins at 8:30 with registration. The program starts at 9 and runs till about 4:30 in the afternoon. Give us a little bit more of the details, the when and the where.
On September 10th in Allen County, Ohio, we are going to have the Turning Dirt into Healthy Soil Field Day, and we hope to see you all there.
The specific location of that field day, 6720 Stewart Road. That's outside of Lima, Ohio. And to get registered, you can visit the Allen County Soil and Water Conservation District website. That's simply allenswcd.com. Scroll down to what's happening at ASWCD and click on the Healthy Soils link. That will get you registered. Again, my guest today, Matt Burkholder. He's a farmer in Allen County talking about their upcoming field day. Matt, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
In other agricultural news, an interesting story dealing with a USDA survey looking at cash rent averages by county. And so, again, this is taking all the cash rents in a county, figuring out what that average is. They surveyed 250,000 farmers. The criteria was $1,000 or more in agricultural sales. And they conduct this each year from mid-February until June. Now, this year, Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Kentucky, Ohio, Missouri, Michigan, and Indiana listed a total of 853 counties. So those were all included. Illinois dominated with 9 out of the top 10 highest rents across all those states and all the counties. The one they didn't get was in Iowa. If we take a look across some of the states, though, it is interesting to see where those fall out. The number one county in Illinois, their average cash rent, $377 an acre. That in Pat County, it's the highest cash rent by Corn Belt states, topping last year's by $10. In Indiana, the highest was $299 an acre. That was in Benton County. In Iowa, Sioux County had the highest with $323 per acre. Down in Kentucky, Logan County had the highest cash rent at $244 an acre. Up in Michigan, the highest cash rent average per county was Ionia County at $180 an acre. And in Minnesota, Martin County came in at $287 an acre. Here in Ohio, Hardin County actually had the highest average cash rent, that coming in at $240 an acre. Now, Nebraska had two counties tied. Dakota County and Cumming County were at $280 an acre. Missouri was at $244 an acre. And Wisconsin's Lafayette County was at $261 per acre. So you can see Ohio's high average cash rent, and again, by county, put us near the bottom, actually, of all those states, with only Michigan being lower. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to go a different direction now and talk about some of the latest findings with USDA Census of Agriculture regarding the potential trends and data about controlled environment ag operations and crops. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
About 5 years ago, we got some direction from Congress, and that was to work with other agencies within the federal government on this space of controlled environment agriculture.
And according to James Altland, a USDA horticultural researcher within the Agricultural Research Services Application Technology Research Unit, the directive involves an approach with several aspects of government.
We work with the Office of National Programs, the Office of the Chief Scientist, NASA, the Department of Energy, the Office of Urban Agriculture and Innovative Production, and the National Institute for Food and Agriculture. These federal agencies and departments can work more closely and more aligned to enhance controlled environment agriculture.
A recent Resource Innovation Institute webinar provided Altland opportunity to look at CEA-associated data provided through USDA's 2022 Census of Agriculture. Now, if one were to think about controlled environment agriculture, perhaps the commodity that comes to mind is tomatoes through greenhouses, hoop houses, hydroponic systems, and the like. Yet, as Altland explains, there is economic potential for CEA operators with mushrooms.
The value of mushrooms per acre far outpaces tomatoes. Now, this is just wholesale value. This doesn't take into account the cost of production and all the other things. About $300,000 per acre for tomatoes, $1.7 million for mushrooms. Per square foot, mushrooms are where it's at, and that really shocked me.
Another finding within the Census of Ag. Perhaps contrasting data on fruit and berry production within CEA operations. Altland explains while CEA operations growing fruit and berries experienced the largest growth in number of operations by commodity, the amount of area covered by fruits and berries decreased.
Just from what I've seen, we're just now getting to a place where at a premium price point, strawberries can be a competitive crop on the East Coast compared to California. The other part of that is container grown small fruits like blueberries. That's still, I think, a little bit of the wild, wild west. We're trying to figure out that's going to be more functionable or economic. But I do see it expanding in not only the United States, but around the world.
The 2022 Census of Ag also reveals the top five states for controlled environment agriculture based on total greenhouse operations. In order, Michigan, New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Washington. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.